USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives passes a $19 billion disaster relief bill on Friday.
On this vote, the yeas are 257 and the nays are 150. The bill is passed.
Now, that bill would provide relief to farmers, victims of hurricanes and floods, and help rebuild southern military bases, but legislation has stalled in the Republican-controlled Senate as President Trump and other Republicans object to the amount of funding for Puerto Rico. China trade talks are over for the time being. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on those trade talks.
They were constructive discussions between both parties. That's all we're going to say.
Thank you.
And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street to end the week. The Dow was up 114 points to close at 25,942. The NASDAQ gained 6, the S&P 11. This is USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The two suspects accused in the shooting at a Colorado school this week have had their hearings postponed. The students were both scheduled to appear in court on Friday, but prosecutors and defense attorneys agreed to push back their hearings to the morning of May 15th. The postponement comes as investigators look into reports whether a private security guard may have fired on a deputy sheriff on the day of the shooting and could have possibly hit a student. 109 hate crime charges have been leveled against a 19-year-old gunman in last month's shooting at a Southern California synagogue. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The charges were announced by Robert S. Brewer, Jr., the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of California.
A criminal complaint charges John Ernest with 109 counts, including 54 counts of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs resulting in death and bodily injury and involving the attempt to kill.
Each count could carry the death penalty. I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence on Friday renewed his call for Democratic leadership to strip freshman lawmaker Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota of her seat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Look, Ilhan Omar has made statements, anti-Semitic comments, statements against our most cherished ally, Israel, that ought to be rejected by every American. And frankly, the fact that very recently she's been trying to blame the United States of America for the deprivation and the poverty brought on by the dictatorship in Venezuela just it tells me, look, the people of Minnesota will decide whether or not she remains in Congress. But Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has no place on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and the Democratic leadership ought to remove her.
The vice president was also asked on Fox and Friends about the latest news regarding North Korea and them testing of short-range missile.
President Trump truly believes that Chairman Kim wants to negotiate. But as he said yesterday, it doesn't look like he wants to negotiate right now. And so look, we're going to continue to stand firm.
And finally, as many of you know, Sunday is Mother's Day. A recent AT&T survey estimated that 122 million phone calls are made to moms on Mother's Day. Now, 11% say they never call their mothers on Mother's Day. Shame on those folks. And 3% may collect calls to their mom. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.